Two different questions actually.
Okay.
Okay, the first question is about if a person has hurt us, we may calm ourselves down, we may avoid anger, but then shouldn't we communicate to the other person that they have hurt us? Yes, that's what I said. We have to speak. So speak with others, not speak about others.
But suppose you don't get courage to.
Okay, so if we don't get the courage to tell the other person that they have hurt us, then we have to find out an appropriate way to do it. See, basically, whenever we face any problem, we have, broadly speaking, three alternatives. One is change ourselves. Second is change the situation. Change the situation means change the other person. A third is walk away from the situation. Now, it is not that anyone is right and the others are wrong. It depends on time, place, circumstance. The Pandavas, we see in the Mahabharata, at different times they do all these three things. Initially when Bhima is poisoned, initially when the Kauravas try to burn them in Varanavart, the Pandavas just tolerate. Yudhishthira tells, don't tell it in public. Don't make a fuss out of it. Just keep this conflict in the house. Don't tell it in public. They tolerated. They chained themselves and tolerated. But when Draupadi was dishonored, at that time a line was crossed. And then the same Bhagavad Gita which tells Arjuna, Tavam Sitikshaso Bharata, tolerate. That same Bhagavad Gita also tells Arjuna, Asmat Muttishta Yasho Labhasva, fight, attain victory. Krishna is not telling Arjuna, tolerate the Kaurava's atrocities. Krishna is saying, fight. So in some situations, we need to change the situation. That is also one course of action. Third is, and Krishna departed from the world, the Pandavas retired. They walked away. So sometimes we may decide that, you know, this particular issue has become so messy. There are so many misunderstandings in this particular thing. I have better things to do in my life than to resolve this. Just walk away from it. So now, which is appropriate when that we have to use our intelligence to understand. So we have to deal with it. So there are many situations when we have to communicate. And if we don't have the courage to communicate, then we have to consider the other two options. That either I have to tolerate it, change myself and tolerate it, or I have to walk away from it. Now, usually speaking, the fear of the other person's displeasure or the other fear of the other person's reaction, if that is what is keeping us silent, then there is a unhealthy power imbalance in the relationship. That means either that person has power because of certain position, or that because whatever reason, that person has a power over us because of which we are unable to express ourselves. Now, whether that is the way we want it to be, whether that is changeable, all that has to be decided. But as we say, to say that we, you know, if we choose a particular option, then we need to embrace it wholeheartedly. There's no point if I decide that, okay, I'm going to change myself. I don't have the courage, I can't speak to that person, I can't change that person. My words will not have effect, they'll have counterproductive effect, whatever. If I decide that, we have to be prepared to tolerate. See, what makes life worst is that we choose one option and expect the result of the other option. That means I choose to stay silent and I expect the other person will understand me and will change. Well, you know, the other person is not Paramatma. Other person doesn't know everything. And if the other person had been so sensitive as to understand what we are going through, then probably they would not have done that thing only. So, each course of action has its consequences. And it's not that one is a sign of weakness and the other is a sign of strength. It's just that we have to choose which is wise, which is the best for us. And when we are going to do that, we have to be prepared. Now, it's possible also that if we tolerate, a person may understand eventually. This person has tolerated so much. But if we choose a particular course of action, then we have to stick to that. And at least we can't expect the result of the other course of action. So the mind often troubles us by making us feel as if, you know, we are being unfairly victimized. It may be true that we are unfairly suffering unfairly, but then if we also have made certain choices. So once we make a choice, we stick to that choice. Of course, in a future situation, in a future, as things change, we may make another choice. But we have to know each choice comes with a consequence. So which choice and which consequence we are ready for, we'll have to use our intelligence to decide. But it's not that being fearful of the other person's reaction, and that's why staying silent, that may not be a healthy thing. In some cases, it might be because it's a small issue and we just want to let it pass. Keep small things small, as we say. But it's a big issue for us. It's best to find some way to communicate. And do it in a non-judgmental way. But we do it. And then, see, when we are communicating, how we communicate also is important. Now, see, there is a behavior of a person. There is the effect which that behavior had on us. And there's a reason for that effect. You know, when you did this, it hurt me because of this. If instead of talking about their action and the emotion that we felt for it because of that, we just make a value judgment. You are so insensitive. You're so insensitive. I don't know how I can live with you. I don't know how you can be so insensitive. So what has happened is, we have not spoken about the action. We have just spoken the value judgment from that. And then that becomes all of us, you know, we may pretend to be very confident, very powerful, very even domineering. But everybody has insecurity within them, different levels of insecurity. And if anybody attacks us, it just agitates us. So if we point out a particular behavior and say, this is, when you did this, it angered me, it irritated me. So that behavior is different from the person. Okay, we all can behave in odd ways at times. But when we make a value judgment about a person's character, you are insensitive, you are irresponsible, you are this, you are that. Then that, I can separate myself from my behavior or occasional action. But when an attack comes on my character, then it is very difficult to tolerate that. Then the impulsive reactions come on. So while communicating, rather than making a value judgment about the other person's character, we could just stick to specific actions, specific facts. Then usually, the person will also understand. People cannot usually dispute facts if the facts are objectively known. Okay, you were supposed to do, you did not do this. That's an objective fact. They may have a reason why they did not do it, or our reason they may not agree with. But we start with facts, not value judgments. Then the communication is much more likely to be more productive. Does that answer your question? Okay.